Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zayed Al Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Something that I have mentioned a few times is when it does come to such a wonderful book like Mafatih Al-Hayat, being inspired by such great ulama like Ayatollah Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli, who is one of the outstanding students of Allama Tabatabai Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayh, you really feel how they lived and walked and talked with Islam and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this, you know, very fast-paced world, we really do need to spend time and invest effort in learning from them, in reading their books, in listening to their lectures, in making sure that we adopt that kind of lifestyle. And in this day and age, you know, with so demanding and everything so fast, we might tend to overlook how important it is for us to pause and remember that these kind of books and these kind of ulama and this kind of information that we really need to turn to, especially when it's all related to what our ma'sumeen alayhim as-salam have said. We were talking about making sure that we don't pollute our houses with questionable income, with haram money of any sort. Sittu khisalin min as-suht. There are six features that are suht here, of course, means worthless, haram money, if we could say. You know, one of them is rashwa, one of them is a bribe. Of course, you know, we can always say that when it comes to something like our society and what it is that we need to do as far as an occupation is concerned. And, you know, I work as a post office delivery person. Sometimes I have to deliver bottles of alcohol. Would that be okay for me? No, it still wouldn't be okay. But that's my job. Well, you either become exempted from the delivering of alcohol or you change your occupation. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the ability to do one job, He can also give you the ability to do another job. And always remember that rizq comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't come from nothing or nobody else. It comes from Allah. Sometimes you could be at the highest level of financial security and all of a sudden that is destroyed in an instant by theft, by bankruptcy, by loss of health, by death, by many other examples. So always remember that when it comes to rizq, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is giving you that. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And if you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah is going to, of course, take care of you. Now, we always need to remember that الْمُؤْمِنُ مُبْتَلَى, you're going to be tested and tested, especially when it comes to these things. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, لا يصلح شراء السرقة والخيانة إذا عرفت. Now, one of the outcomes of how we need to be cautious and careful and what Islam reminds us as far as the society is concerned is we should never contribute in any way to the spreading of any kind of financial corruption.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
There are many lessons
of the book
by those prophets. And
eat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Here the hadith from Imam Sadiq says it is not accepted for a person to buy something stolen or buy something that has been earned out of betrayal, which means basically fraudulent. إذا عرفت, if you know that it is stolen, it just fell out of the back of a caravan or back of a truck or something like that, or you know that it was bought by ripping someone off, then you are not allowed to purchase such a thing. Now, what are the dangerous outcomes, as Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli says, when it comes to having a corrupt income, a haram income? Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will minimize your rizq. You will have a lot of, probably you will have a lot of money coming, but you also will be having a lot of money going. At the end of the day, at the end of the month, you'll say, oh my God, where did the money go? There's no ni'mah, there's no blessing, there's no barakah in what it is that you have. Although you see a lot of zeros, but there's nothing there for you to enjoy because you're going to be miserable. Number two, there will always be a shortage. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says, your ibadah will not be accepted if you earn a haram income of any sort. Number three, you will be distant from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he says that the ultimate ending will, for such a person, will be in hellfire. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he says, if someone is careless, someone doesn't care where their money comes from, لَمْ يُبَالِي اللَّهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't care, مِنْ أَيْنَ أَدْخَلُهُ النَّارِ, where this person ends up in hellfire. And that itself is enough of a wake-up call for us to remember that in no way should we participate in any kind of dhulm or financial oppression of others, especially when it comes to remembering that it's easy to deceive someone financially. You go and you say that, well, I'll do this kitchen for you for this amount, and you turn over a bodgy job. And we see these issues happening all the time. You know, it's easy for a person to feel that they were able to trick someone into getting more money. But ultimately, at the end of the day, they're only deceiving and tricking themselves. And just imagine how good it would be if a person wakes up one day and realizes in their society that everyone is truthful, everyone is honest, everyone has dignity when it comes to money. We're not all wolves trying to attack each other and trying to get more and more money and trying to rip more and more people off. On a small scale, just me as a poor person, on large scale in commercial industries. And of course, with this capitalist society that we live in, we can see how bad and how evil, financially evil, some of these big companies are. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.